Iowa's best country, Kix 101.1, presents another Kix Cast with Doris Day.
I've got on the phone with me Cindy Starin, who maybe some of you know because, of course, she was a teacher for many years at MHS. But now you're retired and you're doing volunteer work. Who are you doing volunteer work with, Cindy?
I'm working with the Emergency Food Box.
That's awesome. So tell me more about the Emergency Food Box in case people don't know about that.
The Emergency Food Box is here in Marshalltown. It's been established many years ago by a committee of people who thought Marshalltown and Marshall County needed a form of service to offer food to families in need. We serve all of Marshall County, and we provide a 3 to 5 day supply of food for the family or household. And we are completely 100% volunteer staff.
You're up and running, I'm assuming, right?
Yes, we are open to serve clients, and we've had to adjust our schedule a little bit due to some of our volunteers feeling it was not wise for them to be working at this time, which we understand. Almost all of us are in that at-risk age group.
Yeah. So what are the hours of the Emergency Food Box?
The hours currently are Monday through Thursday. We are opening at 1 o'clock and stay till 4:30. We had to give up Fridays.
And where is the Emergency Food Box located?
Our address is at 109 South 3rd Street. We're kind of in the Elam parking lot. And our phone number is 753-0486.
Say that number again, please.
753-0486.
Now, if a family wants to get food from the Emergency Food Box, how do they go about doing that?
At this current time, the USDA has forgiven income requirements, so they need to just come in and have a valid ID for the adult who is coming in to get the food. And we will be asking them their address, and that'll be on their ID, most likely. And we will be asking them about the number of individuals in their household who live there on a regular basis, and a number of adults and a number of children. They would not need to call ahead. They just need to come. And right now, as a part of our compliance with COVID, we are allowing just one person in our waiting room at a time. And they would wait outside until they are the one to be served.
Okay. So they go into the Emergency Food Box, or you're just in there picking the food and then give that to them in the waiting area?
We have our boxes already packaged for the number in the family, and that'll have canned goods, boxed goods. And then we will provide them with some bread when we have available and sweets. And then we will have some meat choices and usually some cheese and juice, but we don't always have all products on hand.
Okay. So somebody who wants to donate to the Emergency Food Box, how do they do that?
If they're wanting to make a food donation, they can come in during our open hours. And we are using the back door for that now currently, and to call us to let us know they are there with a donation. If it's a financial donation, they can bring it to our door and come in. Or if they would like to mail it, they can use our post office box number, which is 391.
Post office box 391.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, Cindy, thank you so much for taking your time today. I really appreciate it. And again, thank you for the great job that you're doing at the Emergency Food Box and all the volunteers there, because I know they work so hard and they're giving of their time and their talents, and that's awesome.
And we do want to just make people aware that we are open and that we are taking many procedures to keep it a safe place for them and for our volunteers.
All right.
And working in conjunction with the Iowa Food Bank for suggestions they are giving us. If you want to volunteer, please do give us a call. Maybe you can just volunteer during this time that you're off work, or you're a college student who is at home and you're looking for something to do.
That's a great idea, Cindy. Yes. All right. Well, we'll definitely include that. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. We'll talk to you later. Take care.
Remember, bye-bye. Wherever you're listening, you're hearing Iowa's best country, Kix 101.1.